We're here with a very busy man. That's NBC's Mike Tirico. Of course, you call the game on Thanksgiving night. Now you have our game. How do you do it?
The other people have to do the hard work. I just have to remember all the numbers. It's a fun time to get back-to-back games. You want to make sure you get everyone prepared properly, but also not confused. So you pop out the thumb drive that was the Indianapolis offense and get the Kansas City offense in here and the Denver defense. So it's a fun time for sure, the holidays. So just want to make sure that we are prepared for what should be a great game. I think about Oakland, New England with two losses, and then these two teams with three losses, depending on what happens Sunday. Somebody could walk out of there Sunday night with the best record in the AFC or tied for it.
The Broncos have appeared in primetime 16 times since 2011. What do you think it is about the Broncos that draws a primetime audience?
They're good.
Yeah.
They win. The defense is outstanding, which usually means you're going to play close competitive football, exciting football, and then I think the atmosphere, especially when you get the Broncos here. You know, this is one of the national brands that the NFL has because of the long-term success. You always put on games, the old Mile High, the new stadium, the enthusiasm, the quality of the teams over the years, and the big names that have been associated, too, have been made here on the defensive side, going back to Al Zadel, Gratishar, and Jackson, and on through the Elway generation, and then now with John as an executive, Peyton being here over the last couple of years, now Von DeMarcus. So there's always a big star and a big performance waiting for you when you see the Broncos. So I think that's why the frequency and the success in primetime as well.
A couple of 7-3 teams, like you mentioned. What matchups are you most looking forward to watching Sunday night?
Well, we've got great pass rushers from the earlier part of this decade and the current part, obviously, with Von Miller and his success and Justin Houston, his success, and the guys in DeMarcus Ware who have been there before that, and Tamba Hali. So you've got on each side a prime of their career and a legendary guy who still can bring it. So you have that. And you have quarterbacks who are in the situation where, you know, you're trying to play similar type football and managing the game, not turn it over. This is a no-secrets game. This is a toughness game. It's a defensive-minded game. This is not Big 12 52-49 football. This is the great games that November and December are about. And I always remind people, for our love of fantasy football and wide receivers and quarterbacks and all this stuff, defense won the championship here last year and likely will win it again this year. So these are two teams that have what it takes to do that kind of thing.
Well, thank you so much for joining us. We're looking forward to watching you on Sunday night. Get some rest here.
And supporting Riley Dixon. Exactly. Anytime you have a Syracuse player on your roster,
exactly.
I'm very happy to be here. The colors are right for me, too, so it works out okay.
Thanks, Mike. I appreciate it.
Thank you.